a mystery unfolds.
Money's missing.
What do you mean missing?
She may have been taken.
But the question is, who will be the heir to the Iron Throne?
And all the dragons roared as one.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend, Friday, August 19th through Sunday, August 21st. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Netflix is not done exploring the deep well of Sandman stories. In a surprise move, the streamer just released an additional episode of The Sandman. This bonus installment adapts two different stories from the comic, A Dream of a Thousand Cats and Calliope. The Sandman is a mix of self-contained stories and a longer narrative, and these two are both short stories found in Dream Country, the third volume of the comic. The adaptation of A Dream of a Thousand Cats is animated, since the story is told from the perspective of cats and explores what they dream about. It's directed by Hisko Hulsing, while Calliope is live action and directed by Louise Hooper. The voice cast for A Dream of a Thousand Cats features some big names, including Sandra Oh as the Prophet. And perhaps because of its voiceover nature, this episode also brings in some actors who starred in the Audible audiobook adaptation of The Sandman. James McAvoy, who voiced Morpheus there, plays Golden-Haired Man, while Michael Sheen, who voiced Lucifer in the audiobook, plays Paul. Gaiman himself, who narrated the Audible version, voices Crow and Skullbird in this episode. Paramount Plus revealed Thursday that RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 8 will premiere new episodes on its streaming service sometime in 2023, as will accompanying installments of the popular companion series RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Untucked. Paramount Plus further announced that RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 7, the first ever all-winners competition in Drag Race history, complete with a $200,000 prize, was the platform's most watched original reality series to date in the United States, with views up almost 60% from All-Stars 6. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Honesty is the best policy. On our number five pick this weekend, the season finale of Flatbush Misdemeanors. After Kareem declared that he doesn't know who he is anymore because of his now married status, him and Maria are having problems, and Kevin and Dan are tangled in their mess. Dan is also trying to decide if he should finally share his secret with Kevin. And after visiting their dad in jail, Zaina and Drew try to make amends. Here's a preview.
Dr. Flowers, thanks for reaching out. You got my message?
I don't have time for this.
I'm at a silent retreat. I don't know why you got involved with those street n****s. I can't protect you.
But isn't it like a law that therapists have to protect their clients from danger and violence if they hear about it?
No, I have to protect people if you say you're going to murder them. Like you're some mafia or some s***.
Well, but that rule makes no sense. Why would you protect a stranger more than your own patient, who's not mafia?
Patient? N***a ain't seen your ass in months. Remember? Dr. Flowers, I'm okay. Me and my drug fans, we kicking it. Look what happened.
I don't sound like that. Look, can you just warn someone I'm going to get killed? Can you report it? Can you do something?
No, I can't. Now, if you want, you can get this drug to become my patient, and then he can tell me he's going to kill you. And then guess what? I'll tell somebody.
Oh, what could go wrong, right? Well, turns out lots. Watch the season finale of Flatbush Misdemeanors Sunday night at 11 on Showtime. There's no room for error on our number four pick, the series debut of Echoes. The new Netflix mystery thriller follows twin sisters Lenny and Gina, both played by Michelle Monaghan. They decide to secretly swap lives as children and then live double lives when they reach adulthood, resulting in them sharing two homes, two husbands, and a child. But their picture-perfect world comes crumbling down when Lenny goes missing. Here's the trailer.
There's something you're not telling me. There's nothing. Happy birthday, Lenny. Happy birthday, Gina. Another year. Another year.
Lenny's missing.
What do you mean missing?
She may have been taken.
What the hell happened to Lenny?
Well, now that's a puzzle, isn't it?
Do you think someone has her?
Hey, I found something.
What is going on?
Press. Oh.
There's blood.
Human blood? Was something wrong between you two?
What did she say to you?
You know, it occurs to me that there are private things that are only shared inside of a family.
What the f-? All I know is that my sister is missing and possibly dead.
Or she's just run away.
Run away from what?
That'd be the question.
You have no idea what's going on here. Open your goddamn eyes.
You've got to fix this, Lenny. What have you done?
Well, Matt Bomer plays Lenny's concerned husband, Jack, who teams up with Gina to solve the mystery of her missing sister. Watch it all unfold on the series debut of Echoes, streaming now on Netflix. Fashion, as Lady Gaga would say, is all about looking good and feeling fine. Get ready for both on our next pick, the season premiere of Making the Cut. The Amazon Prime Video reality competition series showcases the designs of 10 fabulous fashion designers as they compete to win a prize of $1 million. Hosts Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn are back, with Nicole Richie and Jeremy Scott by their side to judge the looks. This season, each week's winning looks and companion pieces will be available to purchase on Amazon in the Making the Cut store. Here's a preview.
Tim, I'm so into this desert vibe for our runway show today.
Well, Heidi, as you know, I'm much more of a city person, but this is breathtaking.
It really is. Welcome to our fashion show.
We are at Vasquez Rocks in the high desert of California. It has been a Hollywood filming location since 1905. How fabulous is that?
Love it.
Admittedly, I am not very knowledgeable about festival wear, so I learned a lot from the designers. But Heidi, I reminded myself this morning, in 1969, I and a group of fellow school students went to Woodstock.
Tim Gunn, OG.
Can you see me at Woodstock?
What were you wearing?
I was wearing a navy blue blazer, gray flannel pants, and penny loafers, and I was in mud up to my ankles. Hard to believe, isn't it?
You are the original gangster of festival wear.
It is the survival of the fittest. Tune in to find out who will be making the cut on the season premiere, streaming now on Prime Video. It's trivia time. The new Game of Thrones series, House of the Dragon, which we'll get to in just a minute, is surely going to be a show of epic proportions. Each episode reportedly cost about $20 million to make. Well, one of the stars of the new series has a connection to a Game of Thrones goat. Emilia Clarke, who played Daenerys Targaryen on Game of Thrones, co-starred alongside Matt Smith, who plays Prince Daemon Targaryen on House of the Dragon, in what 2015 film? Terminator Genisys, Me Before You, or Last Night in Soho? Stick around for that answer, our top two picks, and Soundbite of the Week. What to Watch, we'll be right back.
Also,
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscars season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. We're getting creepy and kooky, mysterious and spooky with the new teaser trailer that dropped this week for the upcoming Netflix series Wednesday. From the mind of Tim Burton comes this new take on the Addams Family story with Jenna Ortega as Wednesday Addams at the center. Catherine Zeta-Jones and Luis Guzman star as Morticia and Gomez Addams. And they send their daughter off to the Nevermore Academy where her penchant for causing mayhem may be welcome. When someone tries to be friends with Wednesday, well, her reaction is our soundbite of the week.
Want to take a stab at being social?
I do like stabbing.
If you ever find yourself singing along a little too hard to the Chicks' iconic 1999 song, Goodbye Earl, well, we have the TV series for you. Much like Marianne and Wanda, the heroines of Apple TV Plus's latest dark comedy, Bad Sisters, band together to take out an abusive man. How successful they are remains to be seen. Let's take a listen to the trailer.
Who knows if there's foul play here, but if there is, the culprit usually shows up at the funeral.
All right, Columbo.
Claffin and Sons, we're handling John Paul's life insurance policy. Were you very close?
Yeah, he was our brother-in-law.
My condolences, Mrs. Williams. Oh, egg and onion. It's like you knew I was coming. Did you?
She can't find out what we did.
Do you like it?
Get a grip of yourself.
I know you don't think he's a good man.
Families, they're complex.
I'm warning you. She doesn't respect you because you're weak. I found myself an old
man. She wasn't always like that. He's sucking the life out of her.
Well, we'll just have to wait till he dies of cancer or something.
Why not give nature a helping hand?
You're talking about taking a man's life.
Not a man, but monster. I'm on a roll! That's demented.
You're gonna land yourselves and me in jail.
I'm hungry. You?
No.
There's no evidence. We should be looking for fraud.
Murder is fraud, and there's a life policy to pay out.
It's not happening. It was one moment of madness. Two moments of madness.
You're vile. Do you know that? I'm on a...
You can't just explode a man.
But can't you? Well, anyway, Sharon Horgan, Anne-Marie Duff, Eva Berthisol, Sarah Green, and Eve Hewson star as the Garvey sisters, who are bound together by the premature death of their parents and promise to always protect one another. The first two episodes of Bad Sisters are out now on Apple TV+. It's finally time to return to Westeros, although we'll be about 200 years before all that went down in Game of Thrones. Sunday marks the debut of the prequel series House of the Dragon, our number one pick this weekend, which chronicles the epic Dance of Dragons, aka the Targaryen Civil War. The series will follow Princess Rhaenyra and her friend Alicent Hightower, their younger versions played by Millie Alcock and Emily Carey, before switching over to Emma Darcy and Olivia Cooke when they become adults. Princess Rhaenyra is named by her father, King Viserys I Targaryen, as the heir to the Iron Throne. But when Alicent marries the widowed King Viserys years later and conceives a son, well, the dynasty is split over who should take over the Iron Throne. Here's a peek.
I consider the matter urgent. That of your succession.
Who else would have a claim?
The firstborn child.
Rhaenyra. No queen has ever sat the Iron Throne.
The king has an heir. Daemon Targaryen.
I will not be made to choose between my brother and my daughter.
Rhaenyra's succession will be challenged. Knives will come out.
You are the king.
Your duty is to take a new wife.
I have decided to name a new heir. I'm your heir. War is afoot.
Do you think the realm will ever accept me as their queen?
A woman would not inherit the Iron Throne.
Because that is the order of things.
When I'm queen, I will create a new order.
Your family has dragons.
They are a power men should never have trifled with.
If Rhaenyra comes into power, she could cut off any challenge to her succession.
I am to inherit the Iron Throne. She will block my way.
Our hearts remain as one.
Oh, our hearts were never one. On the Iron Throne.
But, of course, as we learned on House of the Dragon's precursor, the Game of Thrones is rarely played by so few. Also in the mix are Matt Smith as Prince Daemon Targaryen, Rhys Ifans as Otto Hightower, Steve Toussaint as Lord Corlys Velaryon, and Eve Best as Princess Rhaenys Targaryen. Oh, and we forgot to mention the best part. There will be dragons. So many dragons. So open your house to them when the series debuts Sunday at 9 p.m. on HBO. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Emilia Clarke co-starred alongside Matt Smith in which 2015 film? Terminator Genisys, Me Before You, or Last Night in Soho? Well, the future has not been written, but the answer to this question has. It's Terminator Genisys. Emilia plays Sarah Connor, and Matt Smith plays Alex in the time-jumping action film. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, written and produced by Ashley Boucher, edited by Lauren Klein, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.